state lawmaker and her husband over the weekend. Minnesota Public Safety Commissioner Bob Jacobson said Bolter posed as a police officer.
Bolter exploited the trust our uniforms are meant to represent. That betrayal is deeply disturbing to those of us who wear the badge with honor and responsibility.
More airstrikes have been traded between Iran and Israel. Israeli officials say at least 5 people were killed in overnight missile attacks by Iran. ABC News foreign correspondent Ian Pannell is there.
A devastating strike in the heart of Tel Aviv. An Iranian ballistic missile evading air defense, exploding in the downtown residential neighborhood. Hundreds of emergency workers flooding the scene, scouring for survivors.
Meanwhile, in Gaza, 34 people have now been killed after shooting erupted near food distribution centers. This is ABC News. A military parade took over the streets of Washington, D.C. this weekend, billed as a celebration of the U.S. Army's 250th birthday. It came the same weekend as the so-called No Kings protests, pushing back against the Trump administration's immigration raids. ABC's Melissa Adan.
In Santa Monica, I met a mom and daughter calling for an end to the immigration raids.
Today, you decided to go out to the No Kings Day protest. How come?
Well, yeah, it's actually more personal to me because my mom brought me here illegally. We are U.S. citizens now, but that doesn't take away the story of how hard it was to get here.
Those raids targeting farm workers days ago in California. President Trump days later saying there would be protections for workers in agriculture and hospitality.
Now the Associated Press is reporting the Trump administration is handing over Medicaid information to immigration enforcement officials. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
For today, a high of 81 degrees. We could be in line for a few scattered showers through the day. Tonight, 65 and a 40% chance of showers. And Tuesday, 83 with isolated showers or thunderstorms. For Wednesday, periods of heavy rain and storms tapering down later in the day, a high of 77. Thursday, partly cloudy and a high of 80. Friday, 81 with mixed skies and isolated thunderstorms during the day. They could become more widespread at night. Right now, WRCO, nearly a half inch of rain this morning in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. We have a south to southwest wind around 2 miles per hour, and the actual reading is 68.
100.9 WRCO.
Gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone. All tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy.
Think I'm going through hell, but I don't care. If you never come back, 'cause who needs you? alright, blowing that smoke on a Friday night.
Doing alright for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on the JBL, girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause who needs you?
John Morgan featuring Jason Aldean and Friends Like That on WRCO. You always have friends on WRCO. We're your friend. Thank you for joining us. We have some great info this hour. In fact, the Pizza Ranch in Reedsburg is moving into its new spot. It opens this week at the new location. So we'll have details about that. We'll also talk about some exciting news, new vehicles that will be coming out. Philback Family of Dealerships, Cars in Conversation this hour as well, here on our morning get-together. This is Dean Miller.
She makes you nervous, don't let her know it. You get her number, you wait 2 days. You really want her, act like you don't. Then when you got her, you walk away. Love is a game, playing it cool. Take your turn, make your move. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Love is a game, these are the rules. Love is a game. Not that tall, he could dress better. It doesn't matter that much to you. He's got a job, he's got a car, he's got his hair, he just might do. Love is a game, playing it cool. Take your turn, make your move. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Love is a game. These are the rules. Love is a game. It's a gamble. It's a handful. It's a wonderful mess. Ain't no planning what'll happen. Sometimes it's anyone's guess. She tells her friends, he meets the parents. 3 years go by, they buy a house. He's thinking babies, she's thinking parties. He settled down, she's headed south. Love is a game, playing it cool. Take your turn, make your move. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Love is a game, these are the rules. Love is a game. These are the rules. Love is a game.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
Jess from the Pizza Ranch is our guest. We have some big news on a Monday. Jess, how's the new building? Are you in it yet?
We are in it. And actually, since Saturday, we've been training new staff. So we were teaching them how to make pizzas, how to make chicken, and making sure our ovens and everything are calibrated. And it's just an exciting feeling. And, you know, it's funny because we have people that are actually driving by the restaurant and stopping in, and they're hoping that we're open. we have to tell them, hey, stay in your car. We're not quite open yet. Wednesday, June 18th. That's the big day. So
that's the day. All right. Well, that is really exciting, though. I know, and it's you and I began talking about it like the first of the year, and isn't it unbelievable that here it is happening this week?
I know it seems like a long time coming, but we are super excited. We have the ribbon cutting with the Chamber of Commerce, you know, at 10:15, and then of course our doors will open at 11, and then we're running buffet till 8, like our normal hours, and then of course closed at 9 for pickup and delivery. But I can tell you, make sure you bring your Ranch Rewards card, because when you use your Ranch Rewards card, you're automatically entered to win. We're going to give away 5 free large pizzas for a year cards. So you get a pizza, large pizza per month, but we got those cards we're going to be giving away too. So we're really excited about that.
Oh, that's awesome. And then for people that don't know, tell us where you're located now.
Yeah, so, we're off of Main Street now. Now we're on 2010 Viking Drive. And so as you're heading out of town on Viking Drive towards Highway H, we're right off to the right. We tell a lot of people we're right behind Farber Funeral Home. So we're kind of on this side of the town, which some people say is kind of an odd place to have a restaurant, but you know, it just kind of gives you some perspective on how big Reedsburg is getting. You know, we're putting up apartment buildings, housing's going up. I mean, as a kid, this was all field and farmland when I was little. So it's kind of crazy to think that, wow, this is really getting developed out here.
Well, and the other thing is, I thought about your location there. You know, how many tournaments go on at Nishan Park and all of the things during the year? You're right across the road, aren't you?
Yes, definitely. I mean, that was one of the reasons why we built where we built. We've got, of course, Nishan Park that's not too far from us, and just the game field house. I mean, we see it right from our doors. So that's always busy, especially on the weekends and with other events going on during the week. So we're hoping we'll draw a lot of business from that. Plus our local community, you know, we know our community supports us a lot, and we're excited. So, you know, you're going to have to stop on out June 18th and check out this new big, beautiful building. We got the Fun Zone, which they got games for all ages. I could tell you that. So, if you want to go in there and try your luck at our games, we'll give you a $5 card to even just to go try it.
That sounds like fun. What about the menu? Is that expanding any, or is it going to be the great food that we always come to expect with Pizza Ranch?
Well, I can tell you, it'll be the great food that you've always had at Pizza Ranch, but I think even better now, because we got brand new ovens and brand new roasters. They're Henny Penny Fryers. And these Henny Penny Fryers fry chicken like no other. I mean, I think our chicken tastes even better than it did at our old location. And the ovens, what's crazy is the ovens, they could cook a pizza in less than 5 minutes, which is crazy to me. And our other ones, you know, it took about 8 minutes to cook a pizza all the way. So, and the quality of the cook on the pizza is just so good. I mean, even all my employees that have worked for me for some time, they're like, this is really good. So we're really excited. We're excited to show our community the building and taste the food. And So you have to come on out and join us this Wednesday for our grand opening at 11.
Oh, can't wait to see it myself and see it in person. And certainly, if you can cook a pizza in 5 minutes, if I come up and I don't see something on the buffet, I can know that it's going to be brought to my table even quicker than it sounds like.
Oh, you bet. You bet. What's really cool, too, is instead of giving out, like, numbers, we have these little, they're like a pager, but it's like a buzzer.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That we have. So we give those to the guests. So we've gone high tech at this building. I mean, we're coming out of the Stone Age. So.
Oh, boy. Well, it's so exciting for not only Reedsburg, but the entire community. I know you have a lot of fans down here in the Richland Center area as well. And we hope that they can stop up real soon. If not, opening day Wednesday, Jess, the hours are going to be as they were before.
Yes, yes. Opening at 11, running buffet from 11 till 8 o'clock all day, and then we're open for pickup and delivery till 9 o'clock, so we'll be here.
Well, good luck and congratulations on this new endeavor, Jess. I know you and the staff have been looking forward to it, and it's finally here, so enjoy it.
Oh, we look forward to it, and we hope to see y'all here.
That's Jess of the Pizza Ranch in Reedsburg, the all-new Pizza Ranch.
WRCO 100.9. Hey girl, what's your name? I really like your style. Look so fine, so sweet, so kind, like strawberry wine. I wanna get to know that smile. We can sit, we can talk, we can dance, we can walk for a while. Y'all, I got my hands up, singing along to my favorite country songs. Slipping left, right in the neon light. Girl, I'm really feeling your high. You know you got me wrapped around your little finger so tight. You got this, got that, bartender man, hold me back. Yeah, you just smile. Beer, got rum, got tequila, if that's your thing. Whatever you say, the way you move, well, I got your hand in mine. You and me, just us in time, baby, feels so right. Y'all, I got my hands up, singing along to my favorite country songs. Stepping left, right in the neon light. Girl, I'm really feeling your high. You know you got me wrapped around your little finger so tight. Got this, got that, bartender man, hold me back. Yeah, you're just my type. Blue jeans, crop top boots. Yeah, you got your cowgirl half blonde curls. You know that we should hop in the truck, get tangled up, baby, go drive around. We go slow, go fast, we can do whatever, baby, I'm down. Y'all, I got my hands up, singing along to my favorite country songs. Sipping left, right in the neon light. Girl, I'm really feeling your high. You know you got me wrapped around your little finger so tight.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your source for great tunes and delicious moments in Richland Center.
I check my pulse and my heart's still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. Both feet on the ground, but something's changed. I've been playing less Black Keys, baby, and my friends swear I've gone crazy. I don't know how to act, I don't know what to say. Guys that can't communicate, that aren't looking for a heart to break. Always thought, hell no, no way. And then, oh my God, he walked in like a 6-2 dream, heaven sent. He says what he means, and he means what he says, and he's funny and he's smart and he's good.
Megan Maroney and WRCO, am I okay? Well, that's the good musical question here this morning. Anyway, we're moving on toward our update at 10:30 from the Daily Dose and the Country Music Minute as well. More iconic music. And today they'll talk about a guy celebrating a birthday. He's not a household name anymore, but he certainly was in the 70s. Billy Crash Craddock. Talking about him coming up here during the Country Music Minute. Here's Daryl Perry.
I wish I had a time machine. I'd dial it in to when country music was king. Load up my guitar and I'd split this scene in search of glory days long gone. If there was a place called Ninetiesville, I'd ride like Dwight in a magic coupe de ville. Fast as you could get those tail fins over the hill, with the radio cranked way up loud. Where water tower scene is touched by Joe Dippy's brush in John Deere green. I take a
back to 90s Ville, where you could get your buckle shine by cowgirl in Rocky Mountains, looking so fine. Those red hot honeys love to dance in a line to boot scootin' boogie all night long. Live in this place called 90s Ville, where Clint is killing time with no time to kill. Here is loving you against my will. It's on the radio, cranked way up loud. Well, George Jones don't need that rocking chair. Travis has a quarter for someone who cares. I take a hit of potion or a little pill that would take me back to 90s Ville. Should have been a cowboy, can ride side by side in this place called 90s Ville, where Chattahoochee won't let you stand still. Friends in low places never get their fill. With the radio cranked way up loud, where George Strait wears a cowboy crown. If you can't remember, you better write this down. I take a hit of potion or a little pill that would take me back to 90s Ville. Let's all go back to 90s Ville.
Sounds like a good place to go. Daryl Perry on WRCO, going back to 90s Ville. And the rain is not over. We've heard some folks in the outlying area saying it's on the way. We're getting it again at WRCO as that dark cloud is hovering over. And we're nearing around a half inch so today in the rain gauge. Coming up next, the Daily Dose on FM 100.9.
Hey, truck and tractor pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our truck and tractor pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pole near you.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose. Imagine having as much or more talent in a sport than any person, present or past, and yet not having a chance to prove it in the prime of your physical condition. Imagine watching your youth slip away as prejudice held you back from the opportunity of which you'd always dreamed. Such a scenario would and did emotionally destroy many a black ball player in the early days of baseball, but not Satchel Paige. Satchel Paige possessed such a vitality of spirit and mind that kept him much younger than his body. He said, "Age is a question of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter." How young was Satchel Paige? He broke in the major leagues in 1948 and was voted Rookie of the Year at the age of 42. This rookie was older than anyone else in the game. He pitched in the big leagues until he was 53 and played semi-pro until he was 59 years old. Those who are feeling old today need to ponder Satchel Paige's philosophical question on age. He asked, "How old would you be if you didn't know how old you were?" This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. The Daily Dose is proud to be sponsored by the R-Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go
for treatment. As my family has learned, being ill can take a toll not only physically, but financially as well. With lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs, there is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers like the Mayo Clinic. You can help by contacting the R Extra Mile. Write gifts at rextramile.org, rextramile.org. Thank you for your support.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
I'm Bill Cody. This is the Pure American Country Radio Minute. Welcome in. It was on this date in country music history, June 16, 1939, that Billy Crash Craddock was born, Greensboro, North Carolina. He was nicknamed Mr. Country Rock and blended rockabilly swagger with honky-tonk heart, carved out a string of hits in the 70s. Rub it in, a little bit on my chinny chin chin, yes, broken down in tiny pieces, Ruby Baby. They topped the charts, built a crossover audience as a result. And before he hit it big in the United States, Billy found unexpected success as a teen idol in Australia. And it was in Nashville where he really made his mark. He brought a live wire stage presence, a rhythmic upbeat approach that set him apart from the smoother country-politan, as they called it, sounds of the day. That style resulted in 9 number one singles. Happy birthday, Crash. Billy Crash Craddock. I'm Bill Cody. That's the Pure American Country Radio Minute.
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. We can all use help saving money. Let Pure American Insurance help shop all of your insurance needs, from auto, home, health, and life to motorcycles and boats. We find you the right coverage at the lowest rates. Pure American Insurance shops over 30 of the top insurance brands to get you the lowest rates. Visit pureamericaninsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war!
You should see the look on your face!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises, because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room, and now everything smells weird!
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Lie beside me on the sand. Put some lotion in your hand. Come on and make me feel nice. Then kiss me once or twice. Say you love me again. Then rub it in, rub it in. Rub it in, rub it in. I feel the tingle begin. You're getting under my skin. Put a little bit on my left shoulder.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Put a little bit right here.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Turn your radio on and find a slow grooving song. Baby, whisper in my ear. Say the things I wanna hear. Make me know your love is strong. And rub it in, rub it in. Little
we're back for some cars and conversations on a Monday. Doug Penfield joins us from the Philback family of dealerships, and he comes with some big news today. How you doing, Doug?
I'm doing fantastic. It's you know, a beautiful day out there. Summer finally showed up. How are you, Phil?
Yeah, we're doing great. Yeah, it is. It does feel like summertime, and it's almost officially summer now.
Yeah.
You know, a few years ago, people were a little bit upset when they lost their V8 or their Hemi. Can you tell us a little bit about the news you have today?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sure a lot of truck guys are aware, you know, the Ram 1500, their half-ton trucks, you know, a couple years ago, went away from the 5.7 V8 Hemi. They brought out an inline six turbo, great power, good fuel economy. It's a good motor. But a lot of the guys are just used to having the Hemi in their trucks, right? I mean, Ram for years talked about, even you remember the commercials, you know, how long ago, the, hey, dude, does that thing got a Hemi in it, when they brought those out?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, so it was a huge thing. You know, a lot of guys love that. So there was a lot of sadness when it went out, but it's back. So for the 2026 model year, Ram has brought back the Hemi engine for their half-ton trucks. Even better, orders are open now, so you know, a customer could come in and place an order to kind of get one spec'd out how they would like, and you know, get on the list to get one coming.
When do the 26s typically get released then, Doug?
Yeah, so that used to be years ago, before I was even in the business, an easy question to answer, right? Because it was a certain time of year that's like, hey, here's the model year switch. But most manufacturers now, they kind of stagger right throughout the year. So like Ram, I can order 2026 half tons. But some of their other models for, you know, the Chrysler Dodge line, I'm still ordering 2025s. Ford is the same way. They are now on accepting orders for 2026 Super Duty trucks, your 250, 350. But if we're looking 150s, we're still placing 2025 orders. So kind of throughout the year is ago, usually a few of them start about now, you know, that May, June time. And then some of them will do the switch over closer till the end of the year. I'm not really quite sure the reason, but it's just kind of staggered throughout the different model lines now. That's why I was like to, when something does change over, try to tell people, because there's not just a steadfast this time of year every year. So I like to get the word out, because otherwise people might not know.
Yeah. Yeah, it used to be a lot different. You know, they'd come out in the fall and people would mm-hmm. look forward to that, going to their dealer and looking in the showroom and seeing those new ones. And then you'd always have the previous year mm-hmm. specials, but it doesn't necessarily work like that so much anymore, does it?
Correct. Now, a lot of manufacturers will still do the previous year specials a little bit, but there's just not a specific, you know, time of year that it happens. But obviously, you know, it's hard to have a 25 and a 26 sitting next to each other for the same price, right? Who's going to buy the 25 if I can get a whole model year newer for the same money? So manufacturers usually will end up upping incentives a little bit on the 25s to help move them off of lots to make way for the 26, so they're not competing with each other.
You have some big Jeep news too, don't you?
Yeah, the Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram family is all about bringing back stuff that, you know, people are missing. Back since 23, we've lost the Cherokee line, which was your, you know, the smaller SUV, right? The one step down from the Grand Cherokee. Most people consider a direct competition with like the Ford Escape or the Chevy Equinox. It is back for 2026. So I think they heard that people were sad to see it go because it was very popular, and they you know, they spent some time doing a redesign. At this moment, it's not quite ready for orders open yet, but they had just recently made the announcement. So yeah, I'm pretty excited for that. One other thing they did say is they will be adding a hybrid powertrain, because the previous Cherokees were only gas. There will still be a gas model, but there'll also be a hybrid option too for people looking to maybe start going that direction and get into that little better fuel economy.
With this and then the Hemi that we mentioned earlier too, is it customer demand? Like, hey, what are you guys doing? Are you crazy? You know, bring this back. Evidently, they must listen to their population a little bit, don't they?
Absolutely, they do. I mean, they do, you know, focus groups and, you know, surveys and all that. And, you know, they try to make decisions that the public are going to want within reason. I think one of the reasons they decided to not do the Hemi was emissions regulations from, you know, the federal government. They started cracking down and charging more if you don't average certain emissions and things like that. But it's one of those, you know, if the public wants it and they can find a way to make it work, they're probably going to try, right? At the end of the day, they want more people in their vehicles. Mm-hmm. And obviously the best way to do that is to give people what they want, right?
Yeah, most definitely. Well, this is really good stuff. And people can stop by the Philbeck Family Dealerships anytime, talk to any one of your staff or you, and talk cars. You like to do that, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, obviously the main business is selling cars, right? But it's sometimes fun just to sit around and chat and, you know, talk about what's coming up and, you know, because, you know, ask them what they like and we talk about that. And, you know, next thing you know, we're talking about hunting or fishing because we're talking about what we use our trucks for. And it happens a lot with the service customers, right? They'll, instead of waiting in the back, they'll come up and chat with us. And next thing you know, the service guys are looking for them coming up and like, hey, your truck's done. You can leave now. And had no idea the time flew by because we were just having some good conversations.
You also have the kind of the economy line in that part of your lot, too. And this is a time of year when people start looking for those college cars for their kids going away to college, too, right?
Yes. Yep. That's one of the beauties and detriments of summer, right? Summer is beautiful, but to those parents that have kids of that age, it just means just closer till they fly the nest, so to speak, which is always bittersweet, I could see. But yeah, we try to have as many as we can lower priced, reliable vehicles that, you know, maybe fit the people that, you know, can't quite swing yet in their life, you know, the brand new car and in those payments, right? Sometimes yeah, it takes a little while to get to that point and get established. Yeah, we want to make sure to those vehicles that we do decide to keep, because we don't just put all of the lesser expensive vehicles out there. We want to make sure they meet our standard. You know, they're going to be safe, they're going to be reliable, and a vehicle that, you know, we feel good selling to somebody that they're going to have a good experience with that car and, you know, want to come back and for their next one, maybe when they're ready for that upgrade, you know, realize like, yeah, they helped me out with this one that was less expensive, but still a good car for me. Now it's time to go back and get the next one. And, you know, it's kind of fun to see people grow from their entry car to, you know, their first brand new car that they've ever got to buy. And I've had to do that with a few customers. It's very fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, people are always cruising around your lot trying to check out what you got. The inventory changes weekly, I'm sure, doesn't it?
Weekly, sometimes daily. Mm-hmm. It depends. Actually, before I came down here, we just organized a couple of swaps. You know, moving a new Ram from Prairie du Chien up here and a used, you know, vehicle down there. So, you know, you look at something on Tuesday, there could be some different stuff sitting there on Thursday.
Awesome. Doug, thanks for stopping by the studio.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's always fun.
Doug Penfield in the Philbeck Family of Dealerships here in Richland Center and their surrounding communities as well. We appreciate him stopping by to talk to us about cars on this Monday.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Another checkup? Why are so many people getting new puppies?
Dr. Kim's veterinary office is littered with cuteness.
We are booked solid for weeks, but who can say no to a puppy, right? Oh, good boy. Oh, sure. Oh,
she needs to find extra vet techs to get those pups some extra love.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, candidates can find it easier, so you can hire easier. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
For the At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh,
I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
This is the big one. The summer savings event you've been waiting for is on now at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Save hundreds on your new appliances or televisions. Shop early for the best selection. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
100.9 WRCO.
Just believe. Yeah, there ain't that much difference between you.
time for the war will be peace. In a world full of hate, be a light. When you do somebody wrong, make it right. Don't hide in the dark, you were born to shine. In a world full of hate, be a light. In a place that needs change, make a difference. In a time full of noise, just listen. Cause life is but a breeze, better live it. In a place that needs to change, make a difference. In a world full of hate, be a light. When you do somebody wrong, make it right. Oh, don't hide in the dark, you were born to shine. In a world full of hate, be a light. La 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 la. You can't win, slow it down.
Yeah, you only get one go round.
Cause the finish line is 6 feet in the ground. In a race you can't win, just slow it down. See black and white in a world full of hate. Be a light.
Thomas Rhett and friends, and be a light. Good suggestion for you today. We are now up over a half inch of rain this morning alone, an inch and 22 one-hundredths since yesterday morning. So our little flowers are getting a nice drink this morning. Moving on with some great tunes for you. This is Lee Bryce, his latest. It's called Cry.
Somebody done told you a lie. I've been crying over you all night. Who says a man don't cry? And who says a man don't hurt? Never had their heart ripped out of their shirt. Been lonely and down in the dirt. Who says a man don't hurt? Cause baby, baby, begging, please don't say goodbye yet. Who says a man don't beg?
phone and told you a lie, 'cause I've been crying over you all night. Who says a man don't cry? Who says a man don't cry? I've been crying in my bed, crying in my bed. Who crying on the pillow where you used to lay your head? I'ma cry myself to sleep tonight. Who says a man? Tonight, who says a man don't cry?
Lee Bryce on Country and Community, WRCO FM 100.9. Well, everybody has weather on their phones now, you know, and not always is that correct either. I've noticed that through the years, but my phone right now says expect rain to start around 11. And basically, it's been raining most of the morning. But anyway, and it is raining again at the WRCO studios today. We're watching that rain add up in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. The Brewers are off today after a nice weekend against the Cardinals. Anytime you can win a series against the Cardinals, that is a win. And they'll now open up against the Cubs tomorrow night. So no Brewer baseball today on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Here's Aaron Tippin.
Burns too hot, place too rough. She's got a dress full of dangerous stuff. The way she looks tears me apart, but the way she loves me nearly stops my heart. If her loving don't kill me, then nothing will. My doctor told me I look kind of ragged. He said, what happened, boy? Did you fall off the wagon? I said, it ain't my drinking or my smoking, doc. If my drop dead darling rocking me around the clock, and if her loving don't kill me, nothing will, yeah.
the next big thing.
Dabusky, the man thought to be behind that targeted attack on Minnesota lawmakers over the weekend, is now in police custody. Authorities picked him up last night near his farm outside the Twin Cities. He was still armed, but police say he gave up without a fight.
Vance Bolter is held on bonds totaling $5 million and facing state charges of second-degree murder.
We are also in close contact with our federal partners, both the FBI, United States Attorney's Office, who are examining whether or not additional charges should be brought at the federal level.
Drew Evans heads the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. President Trump has asked the Justice Department to pursue federal charges in the case as well. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
To the Middle East now, where Israel says it's achieved full air superiority over Tehran, the Iranian capital. The two countries have been trading deadly airstrikes over the past few days after Israel mounted a major attack.